Sloskaite. Today I'm going to talk about post-traumatic growth in survivors, in women survivors of intimate partner violence, and the importance of specialized complex health for post-traumatic growth development. The research problem, why it's important to research this field, is intimate partner violence is a pervasive experience that affects every third woman in the world and causes many negative effects on their health and well-being. Many studies reveal that adverse effects of IPV, so it's IPV shorter for intimate partner violence, has on women's health and well-being. It is known that up to 82% of women experiencing intimate partner violence suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder and are subjected to many physical, psychological, economic, and social adversities. Some studies found that some trauma survivors are reporting positive changes following traumatic events. Calhoun and Tedeschi describe these positive changes as post-traumatic growth, which will be PTG in short. So PTG occurs not due to trauma, but rather to the efforts to overcome it. It has been shown that positive changes are experienced by various trauma survivors. However, the intensity of PTG varies among different trauma. The body of research on PTG in intimate partner violence victims is very limited. However, existing research has conclusively found that comparison to other traumas, IPV victims experience lower post-traumatic growth. So, personal strength is the feeling and knowledge that an individual can deal with challenging tasks, and has strength that wasn't known to them before the experience of trauma. Spiritual change is a stronger connection with and deeper respect for the higher power, or increase about the existence. Appreciation of life involves cherishing each moment and not taking life for granted, feeling lucky to be alive. To explain what is specialized health centers and what kind of help they are providing, I would go a bit in a small detail into health provision in Lithuania. So there are main three agents in Lithuanian protection from violence law. So there is police. Anyone can call the police if they are experiencing violence, or anyone who are witnessing, they get help, and police must react and start the investigation. After police start the investigation, they have to send a report to specialized health centers for providing help for victims of domestic violence. And if the victim is adult, so it goes to specialized health centers. If the victim is a child, so it goes to child protection agencies. And so all those agencies are collaborating in order to protect the victims and ensure to stop the domestic violence. So specialized complex health. those specialized help centers were established on the basis of women NGOs who were providing help before for the victims, for the law what came into force. And specialized complex help is strong informed, client friendly, free of charge, state guaranteed, and provided proactively. It means that when we get a report from police that there is a victim, so we proactively contact the victim and we ask, how does she feel? Does she know her rights? Does she want to do anything? And so, why I say she, because 98% of victims of domestic or intimate partner violence are women, so I will continue referring she when I'm talking about the victim. And what kind of help is provided? It's consulting, it's informing, it's empowerment, providing specialized psychologists and specialized lawyer consultations, and intermediation on victims' behalf in institutions and helping prepare documents for courts or other institutions if needed. So it's pretty extensive help that victims can get. So sample of the study. The study involved almost 300 women aged from 18 to 71, of which 261 had experienced at least one episode of partner violence. And a statistical analysis was done using 197 sample of 197 as those women met the characteristic of experiencing systemic partner violence. So half of the sample was from specialized health centers or clients of specialized health centers, others were from general public. Methods of assessment, so to evaluate IPV, intimate partner violence, women suffered, we utilized the composite abuse scale, which consisted of five sub-scales: psychological, physical, severe combined abuse, sexual violence, and harassment. Also, economic abuse scale, which consists of three sub-scales: economic control, career sabotage, and economic exploitation. And for measuring post-traumatic growth, we use post-traumatic growth inventory that had all the subscales corresponding to five main domains. I don't know if you can see, but the model fit, data fit to the model, and reliability was measured that it's good. So sociodemographic data, so average, it was around 40 years old women who were participants. Mostly from urban areas, married women or currently involved in intimate relationships but not cohabiting, mostly with higher education and receiving slightly higher than average income. 55% of women experienced violence and abuse from their current partner, of which 19 suffered abuse from partners that they are currently in getting divorced or on separation. Other women experienced violence in previous relationships. On average, women experienced 22 different types of violence and abuse. Experience of violence. So mostly women experience psychological violence, 96%, and economic control, 94%. Almost 70% of women suffered at least one incident of physical violence, harassment, and economic control, exploitation, sorry. 48% of women experience their partner's attempts to sabotage their career. 40% of women suffered severe and sexual abuse. As it was hypothesized, post-traumatic growth in women who sought help from specialized health centers, they were different, and those who sought help, they had much higher post-traumatic growth. I don't think that you can see that this is the mean score, this called the median of the results. If going deeper into every dopamine. So, so just post-traumatic growth. So 19% of specializing centers clients, they had experienced post-traumatic growth in at least some of the domains or at least on some degree, while only 63% of those who didn't sought help experienced it. So relating to others, almost all specialized health centers clients experience growth in relating to others domain compared to 82 of non-seekers. This might mean that during the consultations with specialized health centers, victims were able to disclose their experience and feel understood what might have not happened to them before. As well as part of SHC's consultation protocol, it is important to discuss women's social support circles. Most SHC victims have weak or almost non-existent social support groups because of the proactive steps of abuser who tries to isolate them. And SHC clients are encouraged to clients to mend old significant relationships or form new ones, expand their work networks, and seek support. So, in shorter, in every domain, we can see that women who sought help and sought from professionals from the organization that is built to help them, and the model is client-friendly and empowering women and trauma-informed, and it has much, it has very significant impact on women who are, so post-traumatic growth, as we said, it's not only happens due to experiencing trauma, but rather trying to overcome it. And we see that this help really helps to overcome it, not just survive it, to protect it, but it encourages the growth for women. And in the summary, so previous research did not explore economic violence experience importance on the post-traumatic growth. This is the first research that even puts into consideration economic violence, looking at connections between post-traumatic growth. And mainly all the associations were with economic violence, not with sexual violence, and for different groups were different, but mostly economic violence had the strongest correlations and associations. So these findings support the importance of taking into consideration all forms of violence when trying to understand post-traumatic growth in women victims of intimate partner violence. Post-traumatic growth is more common and greater in women who sought help from specialized health centers than those who didn't. And this is important to strengthen and wider the network of these specialized health centers and for them to provide help to more women as it's possible. And at the same time, it's very important to criminalize domestic violence and have put into state obligation that they are taking into consideration and they try to do everything they can to stop this pervasive adversity for the women.
Thank you. Any questions? No? Yeah.
Who's next? We have
one question. Sorry, how effective are these specialized contact centers? How effective are they to the victims that access them?
As we see, it is at the same time, it's proactive. So it means that even though they have experienced post-traumatic violence or they've been already not on their side, as we call it, we are reminding them that there is help. Whenever they are ready to get help, it's not so we have to call them. But it's that most women, first of the time, if they have experienced for longer periods of time of use, they tend to reject the help. And we say, it's your choice, we are not forcing the help, it's your choice, but if you will decide otherwise, we are here, this is our number. And we have a protocol that we try to call after 2 months or maybe longer periods and ask, and and how this is the situation right now, and we're showing that we are there. And most of the time, what we see, I have another research that women say that they gain, it's very empowering, one, because they learn their rights. They know what the institution should provide them and how the help should be given to them and what rights they have, and we help them to go through the process. And it usually takes years, it's not one consultation or something. And most of them, after like longer period, they report that they regain trust in the state itself. So it's not only as on the individual, it's empowering, it's growing, it's not only leaving here and saying like, you know, you do whatever you want with your issue, but it's bringing them back into society. And most of the women who were successful on breaking the circle of violence, or at least going to divorce and starting their new life, they got new careers, their children are happy, they are happy. It's like it's day and night from the person we met at the very beginning, and then when you're going with them through this process. Thank you.
Thank you.